Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast
for all the crap we love to talk about on ye old bruvs.
I'm Ronnie. That's Benuni over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the end of the week. Thank Jehoshaphat. What a week.
We made it.
It is Real Housewives of Orange County Day. As usual, if you want to watch this on video, you get all of the videos of our recaps over on Patreon, okay? That's where we do videos, bonus episodes. This week, we did a whole bonus episode about the banana split and ice cream.
Yes, so, it was great.
And it was
We learned so many things. We learned a lot of things, and we had a lot of opinions about the man who claimed to have invented the banana split. So that was good.
And all the different iterations of it and all the people trying to fight over ownership of it. So that was really fun. You'll also find ad-free listening on Patreon and a Discord server where you can go and talk poo with each other. There's a free newsletter every week that I write. It's like a recap of all these shows. And that's free. You can just sign up for that for free over at Patreon. Monday night is Crappy Hour. That's our live streaming Bravo headline show that we do with you guys every other Monday at 5:30 Pacific time. And we do Amazon Live every Monday at 1:30. Okay. So join us for all that good stuff.
I think I'm ready to add something onto the pile, Ronnie. I think it's time to unveil a little project I have been working on the side with Watch or Crappens, which is that in an effort to make our YouTube channel even sexier and more fabulous than it already is, I have started up a YouTube series called What's Your Order? And wherein I invite one of the fellow Bravo fan, most likely from the Bravo content creator universe, to come join me here in my office. And we talk about we come up with an order, a top five on a certain Bravo subject. And I've already recorded with Courtney Frayn from Two Judgy Girls, Kiki Monique from Reality Checked. I've also recorded with Eric Williams from That's a Gay Ass Podcast and Julia Cunningham from SiriusXM. And there will be more to come. And I think it's time to slap those episodes up onto YouTube. And I think I'm going to do it next week. So keep an eye and an ear out for our YouTube because those videos are going to go up. Maybe I'll put them up for the weekend. Who knows? I got to figure out a time to release it. But go subscribe to our YouTube because there'll be some really fun content coming up very shortly.
Wow, that's great. I can't wait to watch them. Congrats on the new show, buddy.
Woohoo! Thank you. That's the Watch What Crappens YouTube. I should elaborate in case you couldn't figure it out.
Yes, so you'll see that all over our socials and all that good stuff. So go check that out. Today is Real Housewives of Orange County Season 20, Episode 7. All bets are off because we're in Vegas. So this show is still Vicking, you know, through. It's limping. But I still laugh. So I don't know what that says about me. I still laugh. The show is limping. Yeah. It's thirsty. It's trying. It's like, the 20th anniversary. They're not quite making it over any kind of hill. But I still laugh. So that's really all I require in a show to make me laugh.
I mean, I'm amused by it. I don't think it's a very good season. Maybe it'll be like Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills had a dreadful start, and I think it sort of ended in a fun place. So, you know, here we are. It's episode 7, 7 episodes in. Nothing's really happened. No real through lines.
We also need to point out Tamara, what's happening with Tamara, because Tamara is very much having one of her,
I'm just not present this season. We'll see how you bitches like that. I'm just going to be nice to everybody and just smile about them. We'll see how your show is, you idiots.
And Tamara is basically looking at the camera every episode like,
you like it? You like it? You guys want to call me mean on the internet much more?
Like, look what I bring to the show, you assholes. So I think Tamara is lying dormant. I think she is waiting to splurt like a volcano.
One has to hope that
her fire upon everybody.
I'm hoping that a producer is like, Tamara, it's time for you to do your thing. Okay. Just do it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess maybe for the sake of the Tres Amigas, she's being nicer. But like, unleash your wrath on Heather, unleash it on Jen, on Gina or Emily, whatever, anyone. But I mean, the thing is that we're also getting a lot of Gina and Emily. They're very centered and they're not quite interesting enough to be so central on this show. Okay. I don't know how many times we can say it, but they just can't carry this show. I don't think it was wise to bring both into the 20th season. I'm sorry. It's harsh, but it's just a reality. Their storylines are not compelling. It's not saying that other people's storylines are more compelling. Just saying their storylines.
Yeah. I was going to say, no one's really winning this season. Okay.
Yeah.
No, there's no one that's like, wow, they're worth the money this season yet. So we'll see. But here we are in Las Vegas, Nevada, day two. I guess I could say it right at the beginning because it's how it starts. The ladies are getting ready for the Grand Canyon. Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to make me go to Vegas and then you're going to make me get in a car for 4.5 hours with these people to drive to the Grand Canyon? No. There's my answer. No, I won't do it. I refuse to do it. Why would you bring me to Vegas and then make me get in a car for 4.5 hours with these people? No.
That is crazy. You would think that, like, if this were Beverly Hills, they would just have, like, private helicopters taking them out there. They could do it in, like, an hour. But it is Orange County, so they're like, guess what? Back in the car you go. Yeah, so is it really 4 hours to the Grand Canyon from Vegas? I mean, I didn't think it was, like, an hour away, but I figured it was a little closer than that. That sucks. Man, that means 8 hours total?
That's crazy, right?
Okay, I'll do the math. I'll check it out.
Grand Canyon.
Let's see. We're getting live results.
I looked it up last night because I was horrified.
You had the voice of someone who looked up these details, so I trust.
Oh yeah, I looked them up. That's the first thing I did. I pressed pause and looked it up. It's saying 4 hours and 4 minutes here, but last night it was saying 4.5 hours. So I guess maybe there was traffic last night. But
well, it's four hours each way.
Each way.
That's, you know what? I'm going to say this. They probably stayed over at the Grand Canyon. And they probably did a day. There's no way those women are spending 8 full hours. Maybe.
In a car together.
That's
so
crazy.
You know, the things you do for work, I guess. But nobody even complained. And that's when I was like, what is happening to this show? That no one's bitching about it. That there's no fights in the car. Like, what even happened in the car on the way over? So I have a lot of questions about it. The main one being why? Why would you do this? So they are getting ready to go on this trip. Everybody's being wacky, talking about what they need to wear at the Grand Canyon. And let's see. Heather is checking with Jen because Jen is the one who ended up buckling and giving Shannon a better room. So Heather's asking her if she slept okay. And she's like, yeah, the room is no different. I mean, what is this whole room change thing? I mean, it was just such a pain in the ass. I'm really upset with Shannon. I'm really upset. Well, you shouldn't have changed the rooms, you dummy.
I need to clarify something here, Bronnie. Go from Caesar's Palace to the Grand Canyon Skywalk is actually 2 hours and 19 minutes.
Wow. Well, thank you for clarifying. Then how come when I put Las Vegas to the Grand Canyon, it says 4 hours?
Is it possible that you sought out a different part of the Grand Canyon?
Oh, it's a big canyon.
It's grand.
It is a big canyon. It's pretty big. It's in the title.
It's in the title. Here's why. If you type in
the longest possible way, I put Las Vegas Strip to the Grand Canyon. 4 hours.
I'll tell you why.
9 minutes.
I will tell you why. Because the Grand Canyon is huge, and if you just type in Grand Canyon, it takes you to the other end of the Grand Canyon. And that adds 2 more hours, which, by the way, wow, the Grand Canyon's big. I didn't realize it was 2 hours just to get to the other side of it. But yes, the skywalk that they went on to is 2 hours away, which is much more doable, makes much more sense. And that would make sense that they would put the skywalk as close to Vegas as possible. So, okay, something was not sitting well with me. And I'm glad we got to the bottom of that.
Should we restart the recap? Because that was 10 minutes.
I think, well, if you listen to that part of it like 10 times over, you could really cut through your commute from Vegas to the observation deck.
By the time I'm done bitching incorrectly about the time it took for them to be there, you would have been there, basically.
Yeah, because you know we would have gotten emails about that. That's the exact sort of thing that would have been like, actually, from Vegas to the observation deck, it's only 2 hours. You know.
Okay, well, that is a lot better. Thank you. Sorry to everybody. Sorry to production. Okay, sorry to the Grand Canyon. Let's get on with it.
Sorry to
anyway, this Shannon not taking the room and getting out of staying in that room because of the electrical interference from the elevators is very Shannon. But, man, I wish they just made her stay in that room so we could see Shannon just in the fetal position today. Like, I
see the elevator. It changed my brain. I'm seeing people. A little girl crawled out of the toilet last night and asked me to cut her hair. I said, get out of here.
I'm not myself. I've had elevator radiation. I don't know what's happening with me. I'm a zombie. I'm actually literally a zombie. I'm not even alive. Oh, my God, help me.
Is Shannon okay?
David.
So they're changing rooms and everything. They're getting ready. Did you mention this part already while I was looking up the distance to the Grand Canyon, Jen saying how the room, this whole thing is a pain in the ass? Did you mention that part, Jen, saying that? Okay, well, what I'd like to add is, Jen, you were the one who volunteered to switch the rooms at that point. Like, you can't complain if you volunteered yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you did this.
I didn't want to move. I just already unpacked everything. The toothbrush was in the holder already. Do you do this? Do you unpack everything when you get into a hotel room?
No, that's the other thing I wanted to point out. Like, I am not someone who moves into my hotel room. I definitely just, like, live out of my bag. Maybe if I was staying in a hotel for a long time, I would do it. I hang things up. And I take things out of my toiletry bag as I need them. And then once they're out, they're sort of out on that counter.
I think it's a guy thing, how we do it. Because I think they have so much stuff that they have to, you know, like makeup and this and that. They have to, I was watching this thinking, God, it's not that I didn't know this before, but God, it's so much more difficult being a woman. You know, the stereotype when I was young was like, oh, he wants to be a girl because he's dressing up in his mom's clothes and stuff like that. And some kids do, you know, that's fine. I didn't. I just have always like respected the hustle, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a lot. It's a lot of hustle. It's a lot of work. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
We it's both, a lot of I'm work. Sure, unzip our bag, get shit out as we need it. I put the toiletry bag by the sink. I do what you do. I get shit out as I need it and then throw it back in there wet. I don't even care if it's wet. I do not care. Because I'm a man.
That's wild. What I will say is this. I live a packing cube lifestyle, so I might as well just have drawers. Everything's organized in my bag, so I know where things are, generally speaking. But my parents, by the way, they are chest of drawers people. Okay, they get into a hotel room, and the first thing they are doing is they're opening those shelves up, and they are putting clothes in shelves. Even if it's for, 2 days, they are doing it. Like, they just...
Yeah,
mine too. They love to put things away. And so, there are some people that just... They just love to do that, and God bless them. But I just am like, it's too much work. The bag. I just spent 10 hours getting here. The bag is going in the corner. These days, I used to not even put the bag on the little bag rack. Now I do that. I'm starting to realize the value in having the bag a little bit higher up. It's like, it's almost like a buffet. It's like, ooh, what do we have in here today? What's in the bag today? But everything
else. Navy buffet. No, it's like, wow, I could wear this cheap-ass shirt with holes in it or this cheap-ass shirt with holes and stains on it.
I like to pretend that when my bag is on the little bag stool and it's opened up, that it's just like a 1920s waitress in a speakeasy being like, what do you want? Cigarettes? Want some hooch? I'm like, I'll just take my socks, please.
So Jen's saying, oh my God, this one may need help. I mean, she's not even out of the bathroom yet. And I guarantee you, she's standing there with three hats on her head and shit all over my counter. So Shannon comes in and she's like, I've got Diet Coke for you. She's like, this is not going to, you cannot bribe me with the Diet Coke, Shannon. You cannot bribe me. I'm very upset, Shannon.
You could do that with me. I'd be like, well.
Thank you so much for the Diet Coke. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much,
Shannon. You're such a kind person. Really.
You do put the ass in aspartame, but you know what? You're an ass that I love. Thank you so much.
Well, she asks us, why didn't this situation with Heather just go straight to the source? Why didn't it? It did. she said last night at dinner. Heather, I was very hurt that you took the room and we didn't even get to discuss it. And Heather said, really? Well, if you wanted the room, you need to communicate by saying, let's have a rock and paper scissors. Or let's pull straws. Or let's have an Alfredo toss. Whoever tosses Alfredo the furthest wins.
What's that game that you play with the things that you bash and cut Alfredo with? Rock, paper, scissors. Why don't we play that?
So the ladies all meet up in the main suite, and Shannon comes in a wacky scooter. It's a jazzy. It's a jazzy. That's right. It's me. Shannon Bedore. Here's how the horn sounds.
It's funny because my new next door neighbor is DJ Jazzy Jeff. So it sort of makes sense if you think about it. No, no one. Alfredo, where the hell are you? Could someone get Alfredo to Las Vegas as soon as possible? Thank you.
So this is a wacky. Oh, there you go.
What took you so long, Alfredo? Come on.
This is a wacky Vicky and Shannon scene. You know, Vicky's limping, so she's going to get a scooter now. Watch out. But Shannon comes in, and she's being so wacky on it that she runs over Vicky. Just...
It was actually kind of gratifying.
It was gratifying. The audience thanks you.
Yeah, the audience did. Because Shannon on a jazzy is not what anyone especially after her brain's been fried by elevator radiation. So she just should not be on any sort of thing that has wheels and a steering wheel. So Vicky's like, ow,
after
ow,
that,
ow, ow,
I
ow,
mean,
ow.
There's bigger reasons for her not to be in a moving vehicle than that. But I'll just leave you with that one. The house without a face would like a word.
Yeah, exactly. And so Vicky's like, what is Shannon thinking? Her heart is there, but she definitely wants to help me. But come on, you almost killed me. So Shannon's like, Jen, can I borrow my purse today? Because I brought it for today, for Grand Canyon going. And I've never worn it before. And so it turns out that as part of this switcheroo, Shannon's going to let Jen use one of her bags for the day or something like that. But almost immediately, Shannon's like, yeah, that bag that you took, I actually want to wear that today. So can I have it back? Thanks.
My Grand Canyon outfit requires the green bag. I don't have another bag that's going to work with my Grand Canyon outfit.
Her Grand Canyon outfit is like, it's like sun funeral. You know, it's like a sunny day funeral.
Sunny day funeral, sun funeral. So Jen's like, this is just so typical that she already needs to borrow it. Oh my God. Oh my God. So they go out, and Vicky's on her scooter, and everyone's like, oh my God, watch out for Vicky. And Vicky's like, I'm going to be black and blue up to my anus after this. So now they head into the cars to head to the Grand Canyon for a 2-hour drive. And Emily is asking, she's like, so how's Carmela in your room, Tamara? And Tamara's like,
well, I went to get Tatcha last night and she was really frazzled because her daughter's sick. Oh, no.
Then we see flashbacks of last night and Carmela's daughter has the flu.
Literally so stupid. Like, oh, my God, honey, I'm sending an IV for you at noon. Oh, please call me and let me know you're okay. She's like 15, okay? She's calling sick because you're away and you can't stop her ass from not going to school. Give me a break. Like, oh, Carmela, she's just so distraught. Her child has a cold.
And we now cut to the other car where Carmela's like calling her daughter and she's like, how are you? And then Carmela's like, well, she has the flu, guys. And Gina's like, oh my God, how old is she? Like, who's, and then Shannon's like, well, who's staying with her? And Carmela's like, well, her older sister's taking care of her. And then Danny is staying too. I probably owe him big time for this.
Well, it shouldn't be a big deal that he's taking care of your kid, right?
She's like, well, to him, I don't think it is, but I definitely feel grateful. Faith, she's still not feeling well, which makes me feel very uncomfortable because Danny's not the caretaker. I mean, yeah, he'll help with rides or something, but I'm the parent. It's me. It's me who should be there letting the IV person in.
I know. Danny can step up. I'm going to say this right now. If he's your boyfriend, he is the parent right now, and he can step up and he can bring her soup and Theraflu and whatever she needs. And he does not need to be
Danny lives with your family. Doesn't Danny live with them all? He's like part of the household, and he cheated on you. So
and he cheated on you.
Danny can be taking care of the kids. Danny can be doing the oil changes outside. Okay. Danny can be pulling weeds in the back. The hell, he doesn't have to.
Danny can do a lot of things. Okay.
Yeah.
So Gina's like,
oh my God, though, but when you're like a step parent, you fall in love with your stepkids. Like, you know what I mean? You just do for them like you do for your own kids. That's why I'm always putting up shower curtains in the middle of their rooms. Okay. I just treat them like they're my own.
Well, when I filed for divorce at the time, the kids were 3, 4, 5, and 6. So it was quite a few years, basically.
Very consecutive. 3, 4, 5, 6.
Really? Yeah. Clockwork.
They were almost a dance beat. Chan's like, oh, so when did you actually file? She goes, oh, well, we were in the business together and we kept on just kind of kicking it down the road. And their dad is, you know, he's a great quarterback, but business is not his thing. So I manage a portfolio and it's a lot. And Gina's like,
but you're raising 4 children.
She's like, yeah. And I quit my job to raise them so he could live out his career.
She's going on and trying to open up to the ladies. I'm bored, frankly, but, you know, I mean, she's new, but I'm like, yeah, I need more than this. And then I don't know what I wanted her to say, but if you're like, I have kids at 3, 4, 5, 6, I want you to say like, one's a tap dancer, loves tap dance. One has already robbed a liquor store. You know, I need something. You're new, you know? So the tap dancing one, by the way, was the one who robbed the liquor store. That's why I didn't get away with it. For Christ's sake, get it together. You're going to rob a liquor store in tap shoes. Am I right? But, you know, still we persist. And Vicky is hating this. She's just staring ahead. It's like, this woman does not make sense with anything she says. I mean, there's just something wrong with here. There's something wrong here. You know, like, I don't know why nobody else is seeing it. Why is nobody else seeing it?
And so then the other car, Tamara's like,
can you explain to me what business Carmela's going to do with you, Jen?
And Jen's like, I really can't. I don't have a real estate license and I'm not an interior designer. I don't have a developer's license. I barely know how to open a door. The other day I got very confused by a stool. I was like, what is this drum? And then I was drumming on it and then I got kicked out of the coffee shop. It's a lot of things I'm just not capable of doing. So I don't really know what I'm supposed to do with her.
When she told me, I feel like it's putting the cart before the horse. You know what I mean? I think you need to establish a foundation and a friendship first before you throw out business ventures to people. I mean, what the hell? This woman gave me a $3,000 purse. Burn her at the stake. I'm so sick of nice people.
I'm sorry, but are we not supposed to be putting carts before the horses? How else is the horse going to push the cart? Anyone?
Are we supposed to buy horses if we can't put them in carts?
So how is a horse supposed to go grocery shopping if it can't go behind the cart to push it down the aisle?
Well, yeah, what if she tries you and she's like, okay, yeah, you work for me now. You got to pick up my dry cleaning and my coffee. That'd be hilarious.
She's like, okay, well, I'll do it for 20 grand. I mean, that's a pretty good offer, right? And she's like,
a year? That's a lot. I mean, that is a lot. That's not a lot for a year. I mean, a year of dry cleaning, no, it's not a lot of money.
Tamara. I just love this version of Tamara that you have in the background.
Yeah, it's a lot, but maybe it's not that much. It's a lot, but it's I don't know. It's not
just, I'm just imagining this like little Tamara gremlin in the back of the car trying to figure out like whether or not $20,000 is a good deal to get coffee for someone.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'll figure about it. I don't know, baby.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
In the other car, Shannon's like, oh, look at the Grand Canyon. It's so big. Vicky's like, that's what she said. So now back to the other car. Jen's like, this is a dumb question. They're like,
we know, Jen.
Yeah, Jen, you don't have to leave that part in. It's assumed. If it's coming from you.
And God bless her. It really is a dumb question.
So it is dumb.
Guys, how did the Grand Canyon get out in the middle of nowhere? Like, who found this? How do you even think to go looking for this?
you're at a casino and you just say, wow, I think I'm going to go look for a big hole in the ground until you find it. I mean, what were people even doing out here?
Okay. And she was totally serious.
She was totally serious. I mean, I have for sure thought about what it must have been like to be someone who stumbled upon the Grand Canyon for the first time. Be like, holy shit, you know, like that must have been amazing. But it's also hilarious that she's like, who found this? How did it get here? Why is it here? Magnets, how do they work? Just like her brain is going to explode by the end of this trip. There's just so much for her to consider.
It was so funny. And she goes,
yeah, like, why do we even know it's here? Like, that's crazy. Someone actually drove out here to find it?
And Emily's like, what explorer found the Grand Canyon? Well, I assumed when they created the 13 colonies and we all started expanding west, they just found it.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, what? Of course.
The 13 what? Found what's that?
What? Who has 13 colons? It's like, yes, of course. No one started exploring and ravaging this continent until America was founded first. They're like, once America was founded, we're like, okay. For those who are wondering, the European explorer, of course, you know, Native people found it way earlier. But for those who are wondering want to know the answer to this precise question, it is Garcia Lopez de Cardenas who reached the South Rim in 1540, which was earlier than the colonies.
And I'll bet if you look it up, it took him 4.5 fucking hours to get there.
Thank you. A very long time. Actually, I don't know when the 13 colonies were officially like came to be yet. Yeah, those were 1607. Well, the first colony was 1607, but then the rest were much later. Because they all had to get together. Who cares? The point is, well, actually, I do care. This is all actually more interesting than what's actually happening on the show.
Let me tell you when light came into this world. August 25th, 1975. Before that, nothing was happening as far as I was concerned.
The Grand Canyon didn't exist until you came here, Ronnie.
That's it. Nothing is really there until you see it.
Jen is like, so Emily's theory is that once the 13 colonies were all once we're all established, then that's when the gumption of America just headed west, and then they found the Grand Canyon. And Jen was like, so you were just in your horse and buggy? Yes, people took a horse and buggy, like the ones you see in Central Park. They just took it all the way out to Arizona until they fell into a hole.
She just doesn't get it at all.
She's like, but there's not even a freeway by here. I mean, what is a horse and buggy? Why would they do that?
Yeah, and they're like, wow, look at that big hole. Let's go around it. And Heather goes, don't hang left. There's a big ditch.
Sorry, that was just my text to Alfredo. There's a joke. There is a big ditch on the right. He's going to crash into it. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah, who found the Grand Canyon? What are you, stupid?
So Heather's like, I'm not Magellan. I can barely get to 7-Eleven. Ha, 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 ha. Heather, you have never been to a 7-Eleven. Cut it out.
I know.
Heather pretending that she's been to a 7-Eleven is as crazy as Jen not understanding anything about discovering things.
Yes, Heather, I'm not even sure she knows what a 7-Eleven is. That's where you go when you hire 7 new servants at 11 a.m., correct?
So the ladies arrive at the Grand Canyon Skywalk entrance, and they put on some booties because they don't want to scratch up the skywalk, which is really nice until they get on their hands and knees with all their rings and then start dragging their jewelry across it.
First thing I thought of. So they're walking around the skywalk. They're being ridiculous. Like, oh, no, I'm going to fall over. Oh, wow. And then Shannon's like, I'm going to barf. I am going to barf. I'm like, Shannon, you are as far away from electromagnetic radiation right now. You're dangling over the Grand Canyon. You're safe. Except for the fact that you're not a precarious structure. But who cares?
Do not look down. Do not look down. So Tamara's showing them how to do it. And they lay on their stomach and you know, crawl on the floor and stuff. And Vic is like, oh my God. Blah, blah, blah.
Shannon's pretending like she's ice skating or something. She's like clutching the wall and unsteady. It's, you know, it's not, a, it's not, I have to say it's, she's not building her case for coming back next season. I'll tell you that much. I love Shannon, but this shtick has got to go.
Yeah. This is definitely a time where I think people were hoping that a couple of screws would pop out of that overhang thing. Know. Like, you want to be scared? Be really scared. I want to see like some Final Destination shit, you know, where it's like, wow. She's like hanging off and just like hanging by, you know, a thread of Vicky's scooter.
We're going to need Shannon to find a man soon, because that's when she stops pretending to be wacky and fun. And then she just gets consumed with her own insecurities about her relationship. And that's much more fun to watch.
Well, I don't know whose idea it was to put all these accident-prone women on a glass bridge over the Grand Canyon. Jeez!
And they're like, wow! Woohoo! Wow! Woohoo! Wow! Being wacky, wacky, wacky. And Carmela's doing the typical, like, Kyle Richards track of, like, I'm just terrified. I can't look down. I cried on a Disneyland ride, like a virtual one that you ride in the air, but you feel like you're really in the air. And my kids were like, Mom, this is embarrassing. I had IVs brought in for all nine of us.
And then the staff who, like, works, like, the ticket booth of this place, Bravo's like, here, bring this Veuve champagne out. They're like, okay. And they walk out, like, and they're like, here's some champagne. They're like,
oh, wow, this is great, bitch.
Acting like this, like, luxe experience while there's, like, tourists everywhere. And Jen's saying, oh, my God, if the champagne would have come out before, maybe we would have been running on the platform. But we'll take it. We'll take it now, please. I'm like, yeah, that's why the champagne doesn't come out before. Okay, unless we want to watch the first housewife fall into the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the most dangerous place to be drunk, hanging over the Grand Canyon. And as we do on housewives trips, we get two options so people can split up and go do stuff. You can go ziplining or you can do a cultural experience. Please let Vicky not do the cultural experience.
Yeah, please. Seriously. She has a... Yeah, she luckily has a allergic reaction to anything cultural, so she immediately goes to ziplining, and Heather goes, I'll do the cultural. So they're going to split up. Some are going to do ziplining, some will do cultural, and Shannon's saying, I feel empowered that I stood on that bridge. Please, not only should you feel empowered, I want you to stand in your power, Shannon. You seem like a new woman.
Zipliners, let's go! I've ziplined a lot before. Mexico, Costa Rica, stepping out of the comfort zone and ziplining over the Grand Canyon. I mean, it's just so much fun. I think I could do it. So they go up to the ziplining place, and Emily's like, is there a saloon we can stop by first? I need to shout or something. I mean, what are we going to do? Who do you have to know to whoop it up around here with? Oh, gosh, Vicky, you're not even remembering your saying. Your saying is... Who do you got to whoop it up with to get a woohoo around here? It's been stuck in my brain, melting it for weeks, and you're fucking it up? Come on.
Seriously. So they have to climb the 7-foot structure, 7-flight structure.
Imagine. Wow, 7 feet. There's a lot of feet to go up.
7 flights. They have to climb up the structure, and then they're going to zip line across what seems to be a field that's alongside the Grand Canyon or near the Grand Canyon, but not actually over the Grand Canyon, which makes
that
sense.
It looks scary to me.
Big. Looks too big to zip line over, but they're just doing a zip line, something or another. And then we actually have to, they actually use it as a cliffhanger for the commercial break. Like, will they be able to do their zip lining? It's always bad when the zip lining has to be the teaser to get you through the commercials.
Yeah, the ziplining actually was scary to me because the way you do it is you hold on to a thing. I guess you're sat on like a little swing of some kind, right? Mm-hmm. Or is that the harness that you're kind of sitting?
You're like anyway, in a harness.
You're supposed to hold a thing. I was bringing up groceries the other day. I'm so weak. I was like, oh my God, it's too heavy. I needed to kind of, it was 2 grocery bags, by the way. I had to stand there for a minute and like drop them and then resume. I don't think I have the arm strength to hang on to these things. I would fall down. I would fall off.
No, well, I mean if you would still go. It's not like if you let go of that thing, you fall down to the ground. You're in a harness. But I think...
Well, that I know. But you still don't want to just let go of the handles and you're doing it like this, you know, on your back. Yeah. I don't know. It didn't look fun to me. I don't understand why people do this. But they did it, and it was wacky. So Emily and Jen go first. And then we go to the cultural... And they do fine. They're alive. And then we go to the cultural experience with Heather, Carmela, Tamara, and Gina. And there's a guy who's like, welcome to the Hualapai Nation on the reservation that we've been here since time began. Okay, could you speed it up? We don't have all day. Great culture.
Speaking of reservations.
More quickly.
Speaking of reservations, we are expected at Nobu tonight. Are you interested in working at my house?
Let me ask you something. You've been here since the beginning of time. Does that mean you know how to use a broom?
Are you familiar with Richard Marx? Just wondering.
We have tribal members come out and perform our traditional song and dance. Oh, great. Do we get to choose? I do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want to. That was a song I performed, written by Richard Marx. Thank you very much. Do that one.
Oh, since we're performing, would you mind if I joined in? I did just take a performance class at the Groundlings last year, just to brush up on my musical theater experience that I got at Syracuse University. I wasn't Anything Goes. I don't know if you saw that, but sure. Okay, you'll just move out of the way and I'll take center stage. Thank you very much.
Well, we are going to be telling a traditional story. Yes, and...
Now, that's called improv. Go on, go on.
We are the birds. This is our final resting place. And birds rest in beds, which I am in because I am a bird. And
I am bringing macaroni and cheese to this dinner party. And what about you?
This is our home. And this is the best day of the year because it is Mother's birthday. And we got her crazy gifts. And...
I don't think you understand that this is a sacred ritual and you're
smushing it. Scene, wipe the scene, wipe the scene. I didn't like that. You need to learn a little yes and, okay? There was my culture to you. You're welcome.
They're just not used to dealing with famous people.
Well, we did recently have a very beautiful moment with the actress Wendy Malick. Quiet!
My turn. Still speaking.
Still me. So we're at the zip line. Now Vicky doesn't want to do it anymore. She sees her life flashing before her eyes.
Oh, my God. Did I tell Michael I love him? My 4 grandkids? Did I tell them I love them? My daughter, my son-in-law, Coda Insurance? Who's going to buy Coda Insurance? I need to call all of my loved ones. Yes, Vicky, you called all of your loved ones. They were sent to voicemail.
Yeah.
Okay. Just move on with your life. Okay. Michael's like, I saw you once. It's not going to happen again for 4 years. Stop calling me.
So basically, Vicky and Shannon decide not to do it. So they head over to the others. They meet up with everyone else. And Shannon's like, God, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Maybe if I had all my facilities about me and hadn't been fried by an elevator. Even though it was minimal exposure, it was just enough to make it not safe for me to zipline. I'm sorry, girls.
So they just go down and meet them and they're still wearing their harnesses and everything. And Emily's like, why are you still wearing your harnesses?
Well, they didn't come to take them from us. So, well, we just stole harnesses from a native reservation. I guess we missed the cultural part, huh?
Well, that's okay. I mean, we are our own culture. If you think about it, housewives culture, isn't that a lot?
Americans have been stealing from the natives since the beginning of time. I saw it on the front, so. Chase me.
Yeah, wow.
And then we do also see, like, Tamara's crying over the cultural experience, by the way. She's like,
because It's a piece for the song about the birds. It makes me want to cry.
And Gina's like, aw, are you getting emotional right now? That's, like, so sweet. Like, I'm, like, really happy that you're doing so well. Like, I've seen such a difference this year, Tamara. Like, I could tell in everything you're doing and you're communicating, you're just feeling better. I was like, yeah, I just gotta let things go.
Yeah, it's sure. Like crazy, Tamara. Like, we've been to like two dinners where you've opened your mouth and black smoke didn't come out and start choking children. I'm just like so proud to be a friend.
So proud. So then we see Emily and Jen walking around the Grand Canyon, and Emily's like, you know what I was thinking? I feel like maybe you should say something to Shannon just about the tantrums and the behavior and the meltdowns. Go do it, Jen.
Jen's like, okay, thank you very much. I will absolutely do that. Yes, thank you.
Got something completely natural for you to do. Get upset about the rooms at end. We're sucking air. Please do anything.
So Jen's like, 1,000,000%. Heather is right, okay? You know, this is just really upsetting. Shannon is definitely directing her energy in the wrong place. You look crazy because you just don't address the realness of whatever your problem is.
She did already, but keep milking this. I mean, I guess you guys don't have anything else, so go ahead. I'll go along with it. Vicky and Shannon come over. Yeah. And Vicky's like, I'm humiliated that I didn't do the zip line.
Okay, you're still going to just steal those harnesses? What are you doing?
Well, nobody took it off us, so you know what? I'm taking it.
Well, we're talking about you. You know, you came up from my perspective. I kind of feel badly about Jen. Poor Jen, about the room we were talking about. It was really rough on Jen. So you guys fight about the room again. Come on.
You know what? What angered me is that Heather always cares about the room. And you know that she does. And she walked in and she sat in a bed and I go, oh, is this your room? And she goes, well, I took my shoes off. So yeah, it is. And Jen's going to be in the primary. So you take this room here. And I thought, don't tell me what I'm doing, Missy. And the way I expressed that is that I looked at her and I gulped and I said, oh, okay. And I think I was pretty clear when I said that.
Yeah, I said. Okay, I will be in that room, dying from electromagnetic waves coming off an elevator. Just,
I was so furious.
If you hear me shriveling into nothing, that's why, Heather. Enjoy your room.
I was absolutely furious. I was livid. I could barely control my emotions, which is why I then walked by Heather's room and I said, oh, you look very pretty today. And then I walked back to my bed and I felt great that I got that off my chest.
You know what she did? She peed out of the bed. That's what she did, Heather. She just peed out of the bed. Vicky, you're someone who's like literally peed on beds on this show. Just say anything else, you know? How they did not throw clips in here of Vicky pissing all over beds is
shocking.
It's kind of a miracle. I don't know how that wasn't in here.
Yeah, seriously. So Shannon's like,
what I care about is it's Heather's whole air of it's Heather's way. Okay?
So well. Then that's what you should have said at dinner.
Well, I thought I did say that. You're saying that it didn't come across that way?
No, I think what you said was...
Oh, I remember now. It was, could you please pass the bread? I think that says it all, right? No?
Well, it really didn't come across that way. Well, I was hoping that I would say, oh, Heather, you look so nice. It's so nice seeing you up here from heaven after I've died from electromagnetic elevator waves.
Thought that would convey the point, but apparently not. You know, this is a real wake-up call for me. I need to be honest with Heather. Lord knows she's honest with everybody else here. It's also a wake-up call for me because I've heard nothing but ringing ever since I was close to that elevator. Wow!
Well, I've had issues with Heather, and it's not easy. You've got to have your points ready. You've got to have some protein first, maybe do some calisthenics. You've got to get some feathers on your sleeve. I mean, I've got that. I think people avoid it sometimes because they just don't have it in them. They're just tired. You're just too tired to fight her.
It is a good point
how Heather is, because there is no winning with Heather, and I love it. It's so fucking funny to me. So Shannon's like, well,
I'm getting meltdown about it now, guys. Now you're getting me very meltdown about it. No more meltdown, Shannon. Jeez, just talk to her. Well, you know, I prided myself on the fact that I didn't demand the best room like Heather does all the time. Me, Shannon Bedore, I could have been a diva and I wasn't.
Shannon, you just cried all night about fake electromagnetic waves until somebody gave you your way. You're like 30 times worse than Heather. At least Heather is just like, this is my room. Get out.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like Shannon has had a fit over rooms before. So Shannon says, well, I'm just going to talk to her now. Okay. Is that all right? Because they're back at the hotel now. She's going to go say something. Jen goes, oh, okay. You want me to step out? Oh, yeah, no, it's fine. You can step out if you want or not. It's okay. But yeah, you could go. Get out of here. So Heather's like, okay, I'm sensing you have something to say to me.
So, yes, Heather, when you came into the room, I said, is this your room? Which was my way of saying, I want this room. And you go, yeah, because I took my shoes off and it bothered me because what you don't understand is it has nothing to do with the rooms. It was that the decision was made and I feel like I wasn't talked about it. To me, no one talked to me about it, and that's what bothered me.
Okay, listen, I hear what you're saying, but I don't 100% agree with you. You have a voice, and if it bothered you, and if you felt that way, you should have told me we're playing rock, paper, scissors.
But I don't like to hurt people's feelings, and I would like to remind everybody I don't have someone that I've been feeling really lonely this week and last week. And when there's an altercation or I don't feel good, I don't have somebody to come home and talk to about it. I mean, sure, I could always open up a brick of Philadelphia cream cheese and pour my heart and soul out to it, but it doesn't ever say anything back to me. And I don't have a partner to bounce shit off of. That's it. I'm alone.
Oh, I understand, Shannon. You're alone. You know, you remind me of those dog stores they used to have in the mall where you'd walk in, you'd see pets, they'd be in cages. They'd be so sad. Nobody would pet them. Little homely ones. You'd walk by. Kids wanted to buy the cute ones. The homely ones just sat there. And you thought, they're probably going to be taken away and turned into hot dog meat at some point. And you would think, oh, and then you'd get the cute animal. And that poor little gerbil never had the chance, did it? What were we talking about? Are you hungry? I have a carrot in my purse.
Are you equating me to a puppy mill?
Well, I'm just saying, those things never fought me for a room. You know, and if they had a feeling, they would tell me, Shannon, I'm sorry you're dying alone. That said, I got the bigger room because I was there first. So if you don't like it, you need to say something.
Heather's trying to be understanding because Shannon's whipping out the, I'm single. And Heather's trying to be nice, but she can't. She's literally just staring at her with her black eyes, rolling her eyes.
Good God.
Yeah. Now we have to listen to the Shannon is single thing. Oh, God.
But I think this is the best apology that I'm going to get from Heather. And I just wish Heather would just say, you know what? Yeah, I contributed too. I was maybe inconsiderate.
Heather does not care. She's like, I'm going to get dressed. And when I get dressed, I'm going to swirl around a lot because I have so much room in my room. I really put the idea of room in the bedroom. Know what I'm saying? Okay, if anyone needs me, I'm just doing whirling dervishes over there. Bye.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Now we go to the casino. The ladies are walking in to gamble, and Vicky's doing her scooter thing before we watch her run up more stairs, which I think she's already run upstairs in this one. And Shannon wants to play blackjack.
Because when I win, I get to go, woo, which is different than woohoo, because Vicky has woohoo, but I have woo, woo. It's very different.
And so they're gambling, and Heather wins at roulette. And Tam's like,
why do the rich keep getting richer? And she's like, I'm not a big gambler, but I kind of wish that my numbers would come up a little bit more than often, like the bros would. Bitch.
Heather's numbers aren't even coming up. They're just rolling the ball, and then Heather's going,
put my chips on the winning number, Alfredo. I won.
If you wanted your number to come up, we could have played rock, paper, scissors. So Jen, Carmela is talking about how she had so much fun today. And Jen says, you know, by the way, some of the girls were saying that they felt like it was odd that you're building a business team before working on friendships. And Carmela's like, oh, so we're just not going to support each other? Is that what we're going to do? We're not supporting friends, like women supporting women. That's what we're not going to do.
Oh, no, we support each other. We support you. We support you. Don't worry about it. We support you.
And then the other ladies come up, and Emily's like, it's awful loud over here. I hope something's being stirred up, because this episode really sucks. And Carmela's like, well, listen, I mean, it should be a happy thing, not a contentious thing. I'm still not sure what we're upset about here. And Heather's like, what happened? Did Shannon start crying about a room again? Joan's like, well, I just asked Carmela, you know, talking about the business thing, you know, because people thought it was weird, right? I mean, Emily thought it was weird. Remember, Emily, when you said that freakazoid Carmela just giving you money in a business and you're an idiot and you don't deserve anything? It was something like that.
I did say it. It was weird.
Well, we have a new friendship, and she wants to try something new, and I want to support her in that. Yeah, so what? Like, be an employee? Being a partner? Like, what is it? Like, tell me, like, get a job. And Emily's like, well, the way you put it like that, that makes sense to me. But when you told me about it at your house, you were like, oh, I'll just, like, have her help and then throw her 20 grand. So then Shannon's like,
well, I got my fellow Rancho Santa Fe, I feel so bad, sweetie. I feel like you're defending yourself for your generosity and your kindness. And unfortunately, as we see what happened with hotel rooms, generosity is just often not reciprocated in this group. So I feel so bad for you, sweetie, my fellow Rancho.
You shouldn't have to defend your generosity and kindness the same way that Heather doesn't have to defend not having generosity and kindness. Do you think?
They don't understand.
Do you think,
they
dear?
These people just don't understand the Rancho Santa Rancho way of life. And you just please tune them out for your own sake. Please.
Rancho to Rancho, sister.
Well, it's just a lot of red flags. We're just wondering about stuff.
Well, who's wondering, though?
I'm wondering.
It's a red flag. That's all I'm saying. It's a red flag. And Carmela's like, well, I've never in my life done something I thought was nice and had it picked apart to this degree.
I'm so sorry, dear. Oh, I'm so sorry, my little almost Cucamonga. We could have been Rancho Cucamonga, but we're Rancho Santa Fe. That's what makes us special.
There's another world where we could have been San Juan Capistranos together, but I'm glad that we're Ranchos. I'm glad we're Ranchos.
Okay, well, you're a new friend. And I like you as a person. Okay, I like you as a slutty person, at least, you know, which is the type of person I normally don't like, but you're a person, you're breathing, and I like things that are breathing. So, listen, I don't like all these unknowns, though. Do you live in Orange County? Yes or no? Do you live in Orange County? Well, I live in Rancho Santa Fe, and I have a second home in Orange County. Okay, and you left your kids in San Diego. That's bizarre to me. Who would leave their children?
People have different living situations.
And Carmela's like, I always put my children first. That's below the belt. She's like, I understand. But like, then why are you in Orange County then? Like, why? She's like, because I have a job. Like, it doesn't make sense. Because at 14 years old, 1 year older than my grandson, there's no way my daughter would leave that job. No way. And everyone's like, whoa.
Also, let's just remember who's saying this here. Vicky, the mother of the year, who, when she was dating Brooks and Brianna said, wow, Brooks told my husband to beat me. And then he asked me if he could show me his girth Brooks. And Vicky stood up for Brooks and stayed with Brooks after this. So can we not get into what a wonderful mother Vicky is?
Can we not? Also wild that like Vicky's like one of those kids is already 13. That's crazy. So then of course Heather goes, Vicky, we are not doing children. No, not children. Heather starts yelling at Vicky like she's a dog that got into the trash. No, Vicky, no.
Don't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do. Just move on. Do not talk to me that way. I'm telling you, 14, 15, 16, I'm with my kids. I know. When they were that age, I was always with them.
Yeah, and neither one of them will even come see you or spend time with you, Vicky. Okay? Yeah. Maybe less of that.
Yeah. No kids. So Carmela's like, my children know who their mom is. Stand down.
Don't talk to me that way. Do not talk to me that way.
Are we gonna?
So everybody agrees. Oh, go ahead.
We have to now like move Heather to the front lines of some conflict at some point. Stand down. She's also like auditioning for like, you know, House of the Dragon season 4 or something. Like she's gonna
those lips that she makes. Like, stand down. Mm.
I'm very angry, Heather, right now. I'm chip clipping your face. Stand down.
Oh, God. She just... That's just disciplining Vicky. So she's, this has gone too far. How Carmela chooses to parent is none of Vicky's business. We can shame her for so many other things instead. Not this one.
You cannot criticize someone as a mother, ever.
Unless it's your own, of course. Fuck her.
Yeah.
Well, I did say as a mother. Well, I know who I am as a mom, and I don't need to defend that. That's one place in life I'm motherfucking solid. Thank you.
And Vicky's like, why is everybody just drinking Carmela's Kool-Aid? Why? Like, maybe Carmela gave everybody a vibrator? Maybe that's why they're excited about her. Weird. Weird.
It's crazy. That's crazy.
Good one.
Crazy town. So then Carmela's like, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch in her scooter. And so
I love that. Off. Fuck that bitch. Fuck her scooter.
So now it's a new day. Emily's FaceTiming with Shane, asking how the kids are. Luke is at school. And then they just talk about Annabelle. And
Emily's like, is Luke at school? Cares. Because he keeps texting me. And Shane's like, well, don't text him back.
Well, geez, Shane.
Yeah, you send Annabelle grilled cheese when I'm trying to make her eggs, and then you send her a grilled cheese sandwich.
Well, I feel bad I'm not there. I get guilted into things, so I call her DoorDash.
Well, then buy it for her when you're here. What's the excuse then?
He says she does at the same time. I love that Shane's sitting there making eggs, and Emily's like, fuck your dad's eggs. We're calling DoorDash.
I know, seriously. So we're at Shannon, Heather, and Jen's suite, and Gina shows up. She's like, I got up early, and I'm still riding a high from the club. Because they all went to the club last night, and Gina showed them how to like fist pump and everything, and it was a great time had by all.
Yeah, Shannon tries to show us her fist bump and saying, oh, God, was my underarm? Oh, God, my underarm just shook. Did I look fat? Oh, God, just cut that part.
So then we go to Carmela's. And Gina's like,
we save out here, Carmela. We save. That was so awkward last night. It was awful. How are you feeling?
She's like, I feel awful. I mean, the narrative, it was just so far from the truth. I mean, you don't know me. But then to say I left my kids are everything to me. I live for my kids.
Fascinating. So Gina's like...
Gina's like, Vicky told us not to engage or get to know Carmela the entire time we were in the car on the way to the Grand Canyon. And like, that was like such a missed opportunity for you to get to know Carmela and what she's like not about and what she's about, you know?
But I'm sorry. I meant to say Vicky chose to not engage. She told us not to engage. Yeah. So Carmela's like, if anything, I show my kid what it's like to hustle and to work, which I see her doing every single time she asks if she can skip school, you know? And why can you win, but no one else can? Am I right?
Yeah, and Jen's like, it's almost like a mentality of like, is it insecurity? I don't even know. I don't even know. She's like, everybody's up here and we're all down here. It's a Housewives classic line. So now we go to Vicky and Tamara, and Tamara's like, hey, what happened last night with you, Vicky? There's just so much yelling and screaming. Didn't you were mom shaming Carmela and calling her a bad mom? I mean, bad Vicky. That's so funny. Don't do that, Vicky. I'm so good, Vicky.
I mean, I know she's a good mom. She's freaking out because she's away from her kids. She's been in college. She's been wanting to go home.
Because, like, well, of course, I mean, I appreciate, like, that she's a good mom. But, like, I'm looking from the outside in, and I feel like Carmela is, like, buying her way into all this. Like, I'll employ you. I'll give you a vibrator, a Chanel purse. Did you not employ Lori Waring for, like, several years on your insurance agency? Like, people do things for people. So
yeah, but that was before Lori was a... housewife, wasn't it? Wasn't Lori a real housewife in season two? Season one, didn't she just work for Vicky? And then
she's just
two,
a friend of? Became,
I think so. But I don't know. I watched it so long ago. It's a 20th year anniversary. So who knows? But I think she was someone who worked for Vicky and then became a real housewife because she was kind of popular. But I don't know.
I think she was. I think she was originally. The original cast was Vicky, Gina, Joe, Lori, Kimberly Bryant. So she was part of it.
My facts are just off today. Poor Lori is still on her way to Las Vegas or on the way to the Grand Canyon with the wrong directions I gave her.
Your brain's just a little tired from all that driving. Just done a lot of driving.
But then I remember when the second year when Vicky was all pissed because Lori was like all full of herself now. And Vicky was the one who gave her the opportunity in the first place.
And then Lori met George.
Yeah. Became Rico. Rich.
A lot of money. Yeah.
Okay. So Vicky's like, you know, I take it slow with new people because not everybody's truthful. You're one of the biggest liars on this show, Vicky. You are one of the biggest proven liars, like one of the lowest of all of the low liars on this show with your cancer scamming ass. So she's like, I've been through it with boyfriends. I believed everything they'd tell me in reality when it wasn't. When I would bring paperwork to reunions that were talking about my boyfriend's cancer and it was just gobbledygook and lorem ipsum over and over again, I fell for it. You helped him.
You did.
The liar, Vicky. I can't.
I know she is. Kill all cancer. So Carmella, Carmella's like, you know, she's like, well, I guess it softens the blow a little bit that I'm not the only person that Vicky has targeted, but there needs to be like a level of accountability taken. And you're a grown ass woman. Fucking act like it. So everyone gets ready because guess what? Today's going to be a scavenger hunt organized by Heather Dubrow. So it's going to be extra, extra fun. So everyone get ready, because if you thought the fun and games were done for the episode, because normally there's fun and games in only one part of an episode, you're in luck. We're getting fun and games in a second part of the episode because there's nothing really going on.
Yeah. So let's see, scavenger hunt. They go to downtown Las Vegas and they talk about how wacky this is going to be. They do Fremont Street and all that stuff. And Heather is so fun. I've even made you all beauty sashes that say funny names like Vicky the Verminator or, you know, Titty Tamara or Gina, the poor one. So cute.
Emily Snuffleupagus. It's a compliment. So
why is my sash a size 8? Really hurt my feelings.
Elizabeth Bender designed that one. It's not my fault.
So they do this scavenger hunt. I'm sure it was super amusing for them. I'm fascinated.
You know, we do fun things like hire an Alfredo or put an Alfredo in a private bus that goes directly to my house or hire another Alfredo, things like that.
Yeah, it was a wacky scavenger hunt. And they also have zip lining on Fremont Street. So Shannon and Vicky decide they have not just had one wacky zip lining scene isn't enough. They're going to do another zip lining scene, and it's going to be
do it
10 times the wacky.
Yeah, they're really going to do it this time. So they do their zip lining. And this is after Vicky crashes her scooter into like a display in some tchotchke shop, by the way. So they do it and they land and they get to they land at the same time. And I'm not sure if there was a winner of the scavenger hunt. This is the second scavenger hunt we've seen in a week on Bravo, by the way. I don't know if it's great TV. But for some reason, here's what I'd love. Afterwards, Jeannie goes,
guys, okay, because I feel like we hit the jackpot. I've got one more trick up my sleeve. I organized us a ride home.
So you're thinking, oh, normally on a Real Housewives show, you're thinking it'll be some helicopter or something luxe. But for Gina, she got them an oversized shopping cart that they have to crawl into and ride back to Caesar's Palace. I'm not sure what the point of this vehicle is. It doesn't do anything differently than a double-decker bus or any Sprinter van. It's just something shaped like a shopping cart.
Well, finally, I understand how they fit a horse in a cart. So that's good.
Wow,
finally
where's the
did
horse?
Learn something this episode.
Of course, Gina would be the one who can only afford a vehicle that doesn't have all its walls.
Yeah, Gina. She's like, all right, ladies, sit down. This is all right. Oh, this isn't moving. It's just a tiger that you put a nickel into and it's vibrating me.
Well, after we're done going to the moon on this special spaceship, we're going to get into Godzilla.
I mean, poor Heather. Just you can just imagine Heather be like, oh, Godzilla, this seems like fun. I often ride a Godzilla to sevens of 11s. Okay, great. I love this. I'm a joiner.
Can we stop by the $30 store? I want to get something poor.
Excuse me, does this Godzilla have another floor? Is there a dining room where there may be some hors d'oeuvres laid out for us? No? Oh, okay.
Now we go to Caesar's. Everybody gets ready to go out and have fun. And Carmela FaceTimes Danny, and her kid has a towel wrapped around her head because she's sick, guys. She's not sick, by the way. Anybody who has ever helped raise a child or been a child and knows faking sick, this one is faking sick. She's like, oh, I've got a towel on my head, Mom. Can I go to school at noon tomorrow? Because I'm basically sick still. She's like, okay, fine. I love you. We'll go to the mall.
Well, why would you go to the mall if you're basically sick? If you're basically sick, you're staying in bed, ma'am.
Yeah, that's right.
To the mall. That doesn't make sense. You don't avoid school because you're sick and then go to a public place instead.
Yeah, to get everybody else sick. Fucking super.
It's not even
spread about
that. It's just like if you don't have the stamina to go to school, then you don't have the stamina to go to the mall. Okay, you're staying home and you're watching 3 o'clock High on VHS. So we wind up
watching Another World and Days of Our Lives in Santa Barbara. Like every poor, sick child should be forced to do.
Yeah, you're going to watch daytime television. That was always the worst part. When you stayed home sick, you're like, yes, I get to stay home sick. And then all the TV actually sucks so much. You're like, oh, it's like Donahue.
No, not me. I stayed sick all the time just so I could watch all those shows. I mean, I know Eileen from Days of Our Lives back in those days and Lisa Rinna. I used to actually watch that in live time, guys. Also, I refused to go to PE, which I've told you a million times, and that was right before lunch. So I would walk over to my grandma's house and watch Days of Our Lives in Another World for those 2 hours. So I was huge on daytime TV. I fucking loved it. So I was like,
when I
had to know what happens with Marlena.
I would watch daytime TV, but I would really just flip through the channels waiting for like a shirtless guy to show up. I was like, is that one shirtless? No. Is that one shirtless? No. Back to this one. Are they shirtless yet? No.
Yeah,
you know what you do.
It's like when you go shopping and you go to the underwear section just to see guys in their tight
underwear.
You
just gotta get
hot guys
in
their tight underwear.
Yeah. And then I played Nintendo, of course. So let's go to Nobu. Last dinner in Vegas. So they all show up and Vicky tells Carmela, like, I owe you a sincere apology. And she's like, you know, I didn't mean to come off so strong. You've been through hurt. I've been through hurt. Your hurt is a little faker than my hurt, but that's okay. I don't trust a lot of people in my life, and it takes a lot, you know? And I verify and trust. I trust and verify. That's what I do.
Yeah, I hate people like this who are like, you know, it just takes a lot. Like, you really have to work for my friendship. Yeah. Good luck with that. I don't need to do that. Just go away. Like, be nice or fucking go away. Work to be Vicky's friend. Who gives a fuck if you're Vicky's friend? Get the fuck out of here, cancer scammer. So back at the table, they're like, uh-oh, what's going on in this? Should we save it? She looks scared. Because Tamara was standing up there, too. And they're like, Tamara, get away from the table. We need to talk to you. Because they wanted them to have a private conversation. And then Vicky just keeps going on and on with this. It's not a bad apology, but then she tells us, she's like, yeah, basically the girls are making me apologize to this girl. So I'm doing it. Like, I don't get it, but whatever. I'll do it. They're all making me do it. So.
Yeah, it's just as insincere as we could have imagined, right? So
yeah.
She's like, I just want all those ladies to stop yapping in my ears. I'll apologize when, and then let's see where it goes. She goes, well, I'm embarrassed that I would make you feel that way, and I've got to make it up to you, and I'm sorry. So Vicky, who's so concerned about people being fake, is the one who's actually being the fakest right now.
Yeah. So then we go to dinner. Everybody's eating, and Vicky announces that she apologized, and Carmela's like, thank you, because I really do love my kids, you know? And then also I recognize in this guy's Danny. He's just trying so hard. He's just doing such a good job. He's taking the care of the kids, and he's making a mistake the way I do so they don't miss my steak. I mean, it's just so sweet.
Like, oh my God, that's so nice. And she's like, maybe I do need to soften. You know, infidelity, it hardens you. With a person you love, being vulnerable should be a beautiful thing. And I look at it like the enemy because I can't protect myself if I'm vulnerable. I'm like, ditch him. Sorry. Ditch him and find someone else who'll not cheat on you and won't tell little white lies all over the place.
Well, do you think if you soften, you're doing it for him? Because if you soften, you're doing it for yourself. You know, I had to do that with Shane because I was so pissed at Shane and I had so much resentment and we wouldn't talk for weeks and it was bad. And then he was overwhelmed with kids and all this stuff. And then I made the first move. You know what I mean? Now look how happy we are.
Yeah.
Come the previews on. Are like, I can't stand Shane. I'm leaving Shane. Fuck Shane.
Camilla's like, it's just hard to make the first move. She's like, yeah, it is, because I'm probably like you. I would call myself a hard ass too, because I'm always intense. I've always been like that. You know me, Emily, quote unquote, orders DoorDash for her daughter, intense Emily. But I do know that Shane would like it if I showed more gratitude and initiated more things, and I need to do that more.
Yeah, hey, are you going to do Taco Tuesday?
And they're like, what's that?
Well, it's Tuesday and I've got a taco in my purse.
That's a syringe.
Shut up! It's my lifestyle.
Isn't she supposed to be doing like movie night or something after Wife Swap? Wasn't that like the deal? Like the family gets together and watches a movie together. We eat at the same table.
Well, Tamara had Naked Tuesday with Eddie. So I thought that's what they were talking about. I don't remember what Emily's was
on Wife Swap. I don't remember either. All I do know is that I don't think that like the off the grid lady from Idaho was much of a help for poor Angie. That didn't work out so well, her advice. So Eddie is, we see like Eddie, a flashback to Tamara's Naked Tuesday or whatever. And we see Eddie saying, hey, all our kids are gone. Maybe our new hobby is walking around the house naked and seeing what happens.
Naked Tuesday, bitch.
Yeah.
So basically, Tamara's like, I'm not in the mood. I'm not the horniest thing in the world right now, guys. I don't know. I don't want to do testosterone pellets, but, you know, I guess I got to break out the lingerie and do something sexy. It's really hard in my age. I don't want to do it.
I think the secret is you have to schedule it. And so Shan goes, so do you just say tonight? Just no. I set up an iCal and I have an alarm and it says, do me at 8 p.m. Thank you.
Then I put an apple in its mouth and say, good boy, Alfredo. Now go away.
Did I say too much?
Or, you know, and Shannon's like, what do you do? Just say, tonight? We're doing it tonight?
Well, sometimes Terry will say, hey, honey, it's been a minute. And I go, yeah. Or I'll say it to him. Or then when we're having sex, I say, Terry, it's been a minute. And then he climbs off me and walks away dejected.
I don't make plans for sex because it probably would get canceled because I'm like so busy. Like if I plan to have Tuesday at like 4 o'clock and I'm not home by four, then like what's the point of planning it, right? I'm like, how about Tuesday at 9 p.m. instead of 4 p.m.? She's like, I always initiate. Yeah. He will never deny me, but I'm always initiating sex. And Heather's like, we know. Stand down. Sorry, that's what I say to Terry when he tries to go off the schedule.
But if you're not taking care of your man, somebody else will. And my mama taught me that. And, you know, Mike works really hard, really long, and he's getting older. And so now I just have to say, take off your pants. Just take them off. We're going to do it. Who do I got to whip it up with? The woohoo? I don't know. You guys know the saying, right? It's going to be our t-shirt soon. Then we fuck. Mm-hmm. We fuck really hard. They're like, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So then Tamara's like, Shannon, how are you pleasuring yourself? Because we all know you're so alone and so sad about it. And poor Shannon got nobody. It's always dark and alone in Shannon's world. Are you too depressed to masturbate, Shannon? What's going on with you, poor Shannon?
I'm good. I do not masturbate, especially here being so close to an elevator. It's just I would not like to talk about this. Thank you.
Shannon, you gotta put yourself out there because not everybody hates an alcoholic. You know, sometimes people like them.
They even have meetings where they all go up. It's usually like singles meetings. You should probably go there and be like, hi, my name is Shannon. I'm desperate. I hear they have chips.
Can I tell you something, though? Shannon, after knowing you for so many years, you have never been with anyone that deserves you. They just can't drink up as much as you. Ever. You have not found the love of your life, and you have not met the person yet. And you're such a special person, and you deserve all of that. The only thing I worry about for you is that you always go, I'm okay by myself, and I'm doing this. See, look at me being a good friend. I will stay in my room. Thank you in advance.
You know, I am okay. I just love being alone. I love it. I love going to get dog's ice cream cones. dropping them, having them fall all over the street. That's real fun. But, you know, I am starting to, you know, it's like the other day, I said, I don't have anybody to go home to. And like, if I need to complain about you guys, there's nobody to listen to me. So I am starting to feel lonely.
Well, you deserve to have a person to come home to bitch about all of this. Unfortunately, you can't afford an Alfredo, so, you know, find a Terry.
I was thinking, what about that twin from the Hogan's family? Not Jason Bateman, the other one. He's probably single. Should we get him for you?
I don't even understand that proposition. But the girls are right. It's time for me to start dating. There have been quite a few occasions recently where I came home and I'm talking to the dogs. I need to get out there.
So they're like, yeah, Tamara, you gotta date again, okay? Get out Shannon. There.
Yeah. Like, go ahead, Shannon. That's you can Shannon. Do it. And Tamara's like,
just say I'm open to the universe. Bring me a peanut instead of a martini. Maybe it'll work like that.
We've been in Vegas for too long. We gotta go home. Da 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 da. See you next week, America.
And that is it for Real Housewives of Orange County. Thank you for being with us. We will be back next week. Talk to you guys later.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz. It's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it. It's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that. It's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes. It's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs. It's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.